Narada Uvacha. Narada said, Prashna, question, evam, thus, he, certainly, sanchinno, answered, bhavataha, your, purusarsabha, O great personality, atra, here, me badata, as I am speaking, guhyam, confidential, nisamya, here, sunischitam, perfectly certain. Purport. Translation and purport by Divine Grace is Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Thiru. Prabhupada ki jai. The great saint Narada continued, O great personality, I have replied properly about all that you have asked me. Now hear another narration that is accepted by saintly person and is very confidential. Purport. Sri Narad Muni is personally acting as the spiritual master of King Brahisman. It was Narad Muni's intention that through his instruction, the king would immediately give up all engagement in fruitive activities and take to devotional service. However, although the king understood everything, he was still not prepared to give up his engagements. As the following verse will show, the king was contemplating sending for his sons who were away from home, executing austerities and penances. After their return, he would entrust his kingdom to them and then leave home. This is the position of most people. They accept a bona fide spiritual master and listen to him. But when the spiritual master indicates that they should leave home and fully engage in devotional service, they hesitate. The duty of a spiritual master is to instruct the disciple as long as he does not come to the understanding that this materialistic way of life, fruitive activity, is not at all beneficial. The duty of the spiritual master is to instruct the disciple as long as he does not come to the understanding that this materialistic way of life, fruitive activity, is not at all beneficial. Actually, one should take to devotional service from the beginning of life, as Prahlad Maharaj advised, Kaumar Acharit Pragno Dharman Bhagavataniha 7.6.1 in Bhagavatam. According to all the instruction of the Vedas, we can understand that unless one takes to Krishna consciousness and devotional service, he is simply wasting his time engaging in the fruitive activities of material existence. Narada Muni therefore decided to relate another allegory to the king so that he might be induced to give up family life within material existence. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chacho Jinimilitam Jena
तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः भूतैर्महद्भिः ऐमा पुरो विभो निर्मायसे ते यदमूस पुरुषम् भुक्ते गुणांषोडशषोडशात्मकम् सोलम् कृषिष्टम् भगवन् वशांसि मे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभयेव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः भावराधिका माधुरी अस्वादय सुखकाज जयति कृष्ण चैतन्य कलिप्रकटे ब्रजराज जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सो नारद मुनि बीइंग ए परफेक्ट स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर He can understand the mind of King Prachin Barisar. That even after giving such a wonderful instruction, he still have that attachment that he didn't want to give up. Rather, he wants to hand over to his son. He wants his son to become the king. Prabhupada, in purport, he writes, however, although king understood everything, he was still not prepared to give up his engagement. As the following verse will show, the king was contemplating sending for his son who were away from home, executing austerity and penance. So, this is a typical condition of attached materialistic people. Many a time when they meet to a saintly person, they are suffering in material world. They want to be happy. They also know that only saintly person can give me mantra or can tell me the way how to be happy. And they are really, you know, they come and they ask for everything. But the attachment is so strong. They want to really follow. But attachment is so strong that almost becomes next to impossible. Even in Bhagavad Gita, even Arjuna surrendered to Krishna, still he said that, you know, it's very difficult. You know, in my opinion, I think best thing that I should take sannyas. I should just not fight. But when Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita, then, you know, that attachment broke to pieces. So here Narad Muni has been very successfully as a perfect spiritual master instructing King Prachin Barahisat. And first he gave that allegory of Puranjan and Puranjani. Radha Vihari ki jaye, Gaunitai ki jaye, Sita Ramachma Hanuman ki jaye. But still it was very difficult. It was just going above his head. King Prachin Barahisat could not understand that whatever he was saying. And at least he was honest enough and he asked to him, Bhagavatah te bacho asmabhi na samagya agamyate. Kavayah tad vijananti na vayam karma mohita. Oh my dear Narad Muni, whatever you have said so far, it is very difficult for me to understand. Agamyate, I cannot understand what you are saying. I don't understand the meaning of your saying. Sometime here in the material world, you know, we said, no one knows, nobody can understand, that kind of thing. But he was honest, and here he is saying, I cannot understand. But somebody can understand. Then who can understand? He said, Kavayah tad vijananti. Kavayah, or learned person, or devoted person, or devotee of the Lord, they can understand. Na vayam karma mohitaha. So we who are bewildered or attached in fruitive activities, we cannot understand the meaning of this wonderful narration you just gave. So, here in this beginning, when he asked this question, these two things is very clear. One is the sign of materialistic people and sign of devotee. Sign of devotee is that he can understand what is right and what is wrong. Whereas, and thus, knowing this, they will do what is right. And they'll give up or not do what is wrong. Whereas, karma mohita, or one who is bewildered with a glittering or flickering happiness of material world, bound by the fruitive activities, he cannot understand this thing. Even many times, he cannot discriminate between right and wrong. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, yasa sastra vidhim usrija vartate kamakarata na sa siddhim vapnoti na sukham na paramgati. Kamakarata, karma mohita, or kamakarata, one who is attached to fruitive activities, he does not care for the instruction given by personality like Narad Muni or Shruti, Smriti, Puran, etc. He doesn't care. So Narad Muni, since he asked him to please explain, so up to verse number 36, Narad Muni explained the meaning of allegory or bujhaval, whatever he has said about King Puranjan. And after that, he talks about how the Kavaja or devotee, how they understand this thing. And towards the end, he said, Savai pratamaschatmaha yato na bhomaropi iti veda savai vidwan yo vidwan sa guru hari. He said, the one who knows iti veda, this way they understand. And one who understands the meaning of this allegory, they are vidwan. They are vidwan because they have taken shelter of Lord Hari. So by taking shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one can understand everything. Everything is revealed by taking shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Narada Muni explained one story. Now he is going to explain other story. Same kind of similar thing we see when Hiranyakashipu was, after Hiranyaksha was killed, he was explaining, you know, the past, he was preaching to his mother and his sister-in-law and nephew. And in that preaching, he gave the story of that a king, Sujag, right? Sujag, King Sujag, who was killed, and the family members were crying, and Jamaraj came. And even after Sujas, king name was Sujas. So even after explaining, Jamaraj explained everything, but they didn't understand. He could see that they are hearing attentively, but it is for somebody else, not for us. That kind of thing, not for me, for somebody else. Then Jamaraj goes on explaining a different story related of a couple, a pigeon couple, right? Kabutar, kabutrika. That how that sea pigeon, she came in the net of a hunter, and the pigeon was thinking what happiness she has given. He was lamenting for her and thinking of the children and so on and so forth. And meanwhile, that hunter shot that pigeon, and that pigeon also died. So Jamaraj said, oh foolish people, that pigeon is none but you all. We do not know we are lamenting and hankering in this material world, but we are forgetting that death is just on the door and going to finish us. So we all are in the same path where king has gone. He has taken the path of death. He has died. We all are going to die. The same way, here Narada Muni, after telling this one allegory, he is going to describe other allegory. And towards the end he said, oh my dear king, there's nobody else but you. You are that person. So you are that Puranjan. You know, everything towards the end he reveals. So far he revealed about the whole Puranjan, but who is that Puranjan, he will reveal later on. So Narada Muni, in this particular verse, prasna evam hi sanchinno. My dear King Prachin Barahisat, whatever question you have asked, he asked about three questions. One question was that I do not understand the meaning of this allegory. So he explained that meaning of the allegory up to verse number from 2 to 36. And then third question is Kavayaha Tambijananti. Only the learned scholar or saintly person. Kavaya means saintly person basically. The saintly person is one who can understand. So he talks about the qualification, how anyone becomes saintly person, how he becomes kavi or kavaya. He explained that. And then the third question was na vayam karma mohita. So he also explained about the people who are karma mohita and who thinks about the heavenly planet and so on and so forth. And Narad Muni said, even we have seen the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Brahma, Shiva, and so many different personality, but we don't know him as it is. And then, in conclusion, he said that Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, can be understood as he is by the mercy of the spiritual master. Krishna se tomar, Krishna dite para. Only a spiritual master can give. So say, prasna evam hi sanchinno. Sanchinno. Chinna is a very nice word. Chinna means breaking in different pieces. That is called chinna. Sometimes it is used, you know, for cutting. You know, Narad Muni can also say that by my explanation, your doubt must have been vanquished or cut in. Cut. But the chinna, even you cut it, but you can glue it. Like the glass cutter, he cuts the glass according to size. The one big piece of glass, he'll cut in different size, and he puts some glue, and he makes a box or this thing. From one piece of glass, he'll make, you know, big box or a small box by gluing. But when it is broken in piece, then cannot be glued together. So, by the, this is what happens if we have association of pure devotee like Narad Muni. Then all our doubt becomes chinna. Narad Muni, same word have been used in 7th canto Bhagavatam by Narad Muni himself to Maharaj Yudhishthir. Sat-sangaik chanaik sangaha atmajaya atmajadisu. Satsangai, satsang se by association of devotee or by hearing in association of devotee, satsangai. Satsangai chanai, chinna, again there also, chinna. Sangha, the sangha becomes chinna or falls apart. Means there is no question of bringing back. And the sangha or association is very strong in this material world, is atmajaya. Atma means this body, jaya means wife, and atmajadisu, the byproducts like children, relative, friend, and whatever. So all this attachment, you know, is cut in pieces by association of kavaya or by association of a pure devotee or by satsanga. So here he said same thing. Prasna evam hisan chinna samyak rupena, properly must be cleared up Bhavatah purushar sabha. Now he's surprised that, hey, I have answered you everything very nicely. Everything must be very clear. But it appears, because Narad Muni could see his past, present and future, everything. So he could see that he is not ready. Like when Krishna spoke whole Bhagavad Gita, after speaking Bhagavad Gita, he said, oh my dear Arjuna, whatever I have to say, I said you. Finally up to you. Dachyasutu Thakuru. Whatever you think good, yatha icchasi, because Krishna does not interfere in the independence of a living entity. Yatha icchasi, tatha kuru. So you do. And Arjuna had heard the instruction given by Krishna, instruction of Bhagavad Gita. And what did he say? He didn't keep quiet. He answered. Nastamoho smriti labdhava tat prasadal achyuta istito asmi gata sandeha karishye vachanam tava. Nastamoho. My illusion is dispelled, gone. Smriti labdhava. Now I know what I am to do, what is right, what is wrong. What is right, what is wrong can be understood only by association of devotee, by the mercy of a spiritual master. Nastamoho smriti labdhava. All these things, whatever Arjuna said, by the mercy of Guru or Vaishnava, is possible this thing. Nastamoho smriti labdhava tat prasadal achyuta istito asmi. Now I am well situated, knowing what I am supposed to do. One very important call. Istito asmi gata sandeha. My doubt is clear. And karishye vachanam tava. Karishye vachanam tava was very important that Arjuna spoke. He opened his heart. But here, Prachin Barahita is not saying anything. He's not saying anything. The Narad Muni can understand that still he has something in his heart. He is not still clear in his heart. And even encouraging him. Such a wonderful instruction he has given. He heard it very attentively. He said, Bhavata Purusharsava. Purusharsava. Since you asked the question, I have answered you, and I am sure, he means certainly, your doubt must have been cleared, because, and you must have understood, because you are Purusharsava. The word Purusharsava, Purusharsava, Prishenapi, Swahitaya, Jhatiti, Prayatyate, Tam Purusa, Purusarsava, Bhutva, Katham Tatra, Vilamya, Saiti Bhava. So here he is saying that you are Purusarsava. Purusarsava means the definition of Purusarsav, or definition of, great personality. Who is great personality? Who is Purusarsav? Then said, Swahitaya Jhatiti Prayatyate. One who start doing something, Jhatati or Prayatyate and Prayatna Karna, for what? Swahitaya. For self benefit. Swahitaya. Not for the benefit of body or people who are connected with the body, but Swahitaya. One he understands that I am not this body, I am a spirit soul, I am servant of Krishna. and they start serving Krishna under the direction of a bona fide spiritual master, he is Purusharthasabha. Swahitaya, one who starts working on his own benefit. And one who is not working for his own benefit, Sa-Atmaha, he is known as Atmaha, killer of self. So Purusharthasabha means one who works for self-benefit, Swahitaya. Tam, tu Purusharthasabha bhutva, you are Purusharthasabha, you have heard everything. You heard everything for your benefit. You asked me for your benefit. I didn't come and spoke, but you asked me for your benefit, and therefore, you know, I have done it. Katham tatra bilamyasa, then why late? Give up everything. Why you are still attached for, you know, pravritti marga? Why don't you get on nivritti marga? The two mark, pravritti mark and nivritti mark. So Narada Muni could see. So, in conclusion, in Prabhupada writes in purport, the benefit of accepting a spiritual master is walking on the path of nivritti mark. We should not walk on the path of pravritti mark. Srila Prabhupada has given everything for us, for nivritti marga, means freedom from this material world or material happiness, even up to going to heavenly planet and so on. And pravritti marga means do something to remain happy in this material world. Do something to remain happy in this material world. So, Prabhupada gave everything, and devotees were so surrendered to Prabhupada that whatever Prabhupada said, they did. Prabhupada sent some devotees, like Tamal Krishna Maharaj, for example. He was doing wonderful preaching in America, Radha Damodar Bas Party and so on and so forth. Very nice. But Prabhupada wanted him to go to China. I mean, he could have said, Prabhupada, you know, such a wonderful preaching going on, why you are bringing disturbance on, you know, we are making so many devotees, so many books are going on, you know, let me do this thing. But no, he accepted. Prabhupada requested to go to Russia. Same Prabhupada asked some devotee to go to London. Only a handful of devotees. And they didn't bother for their comfort. And they left. And went there. Because they were working for nivritti marga. They were sincerely. Unfortunately, nowadays, we are on the path of nivritti marga. We are hearing same instruction what Narada Muni has given from Prabhupada and the parampara. But somehow or other contamination is there. If temple person asks, okay, now we are buying a new farm and let us go, how many devotees are going? Do a real test. Oh, Prabhu, you know, although I am from village, I am from farm family, but Bombay is very nice, you know, nice temple, you know. That's a real test. That's a real test. If a leader, if a temple person asks, come on Prabhuji, we have to go for book distribution. Ah, this problem, that problem, and get attached. Same situation here. Narada Muni could see Prachin Barishar. He gave so much instruction. But time come for going for book distribution? No. Something wrong. So need more preaching. More preaching. And this is the duty Prabhupada writes here in the purport. I like that one. They accept a bona fide spiritual master and listen to him. But when the spiritual master indicates that they should leave home and fully engage in devotional service, they hesitate. That's our position.
We are too attached to situation, to place, to our comfort, that we don't want to follow a spiritual master. We want to follow, but we want to follow according to our condition.
We read every day, Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitete Karyakya Arna Karibe Manyasa.
That is first class disciple. First class disciple means no other desire, but desire to follow a spiritual master.
When Prabhupada asked devotee to do, they did. They did.
And this is very, very important. The duty of a spiritual master is to instruct. The duty of a spiritual master is to instruct the disciple as long as he does not come to the understanding that the material activity, materialistic way of life, productive activity is not at all beneficial. So these two things are very, very important. Nowadays, we want cheap disciple. Cheap disciple and we want cheap guru. So we get, Prabhupada said, this world is full of it, cheater and cheated. There is no scarcity of cheater and cheated. They give some money, you find a guru. Guru doesn't bother, and disciple does not bother. As long as he can do all his nonsense, he doesn't mind to have that kind of guru. And guru, as long as he gets his dakshina or money, he doesn't mind. But Narad Muni is not that kind of a spiritual master. He wants to see that this conditioned soul gets liberated from this materialistic thought of enjoyment. On the name of devotion, sometime, even after taking initiation on the name of devotion, we do some devotion, a show-up. But the real test comes when a spiritual master and or his representative, when they ask us to do something, when they ask us to do, are we surrender or not? I always tell that how there are three kind of disciple: a guru sevi, guru bhogi and guru drohi, right? Guru tyagi. So, guru sevi understands the mind of the spiritual master and he does just by understanding. And then second class is one who does by hearing from a spiritual master. And third class or tenth class or Guru Tyagi is one who hears a spiritual master but he finds some excuse not to do what a spiritual master is saying. Many a time that Guru Tyagi, sometimes they challenge. They think they know better than their spiritual master. And in that way, they get in trouble. I will tell one allegory. Allegory, right? Once, there was a Guru Tyagi disciple. And he had only one agenda. He wanted to prove his spiritual master is wrong. His agenda that he wanted to prove his spiritual master is wrong. So one day, he went to a spiritual master. I'm sure you must have heard before also. He went to a spiritual master and he asked a spiritual master, "My dear Guruji,
What will I eat today? The spiritual master said, oh, you will eat sweet rice today. He said, okay, I will prove him that how I did not eat sweet rice. So he took a vow that he will not eat anything that day. And he went to forest and he climbed on a tree. And he was sitting down on the tree, waiting for evening. So he can go to his spiritual master and tell him that whatever you said was not true. He said, I will eat sweet rice, but I did not eat sweet rice. So he was sitting, and then there was mela. Mela kya angreji bolenge? Fair. They're fair. So this was a cow fair. Nahin, fair nahin. Dusra kuch aur shabd hoga. The people, they take the cows and the bulls to sell in a marketplace. Anyway. Hut, right. Hut. Fair is different thing. Where you can take pakoda and all these things. Oh, mela hota hai. But the hut is for a long time. Anyway. So, some farmer, they had sold some cows and they were going back to their respective place. It was getting evening time, so they thought, today, this is a nice tree, banyan tree, very nice tree. Tonight we will spend time here and tomorrow we will go. They had few more cows left. They milked the cow. And they are making sweet rice. And this disciple was sitting on the top of the same tree. They are making sweet rice. At some time, some thieves were coming. Somebody came and gave information that some thieves are coming. So these people, they have sold the cows. They had some money. They had some few more cows left. So they wanted to save the money and the couch. So they left that sweet rice pot on the fire and they took their cow and money and they hide themselves here and there in the forest. So when this group of thieves, they came, they saw that there is fire going on, the sweet rice is being cooked, but nobody is here around. So they looked around, nobody was there, nobody was there. So among that thief, there was one Kanna with one eye. One Kanna with one eye. So the Kannas are very smart. You know, they see everything. Just like the crow. Crow has only one eye, but crow can see everything. So they were discussing themselves. Are, who has made the sweet rice? You know. So this Kanna said, there must be someone who knew that we are coming. So they put the sweet rice and they must have put poison in this. So when we eat, then we'll die. That, why you're saying like this? No, no, it's true. So this Kanna started looking around. Then he looked up and he saw this disciple was sitting on the tree. He said, oh, this is the fellow. This is the fellow who was making this sweet rice. And he must have put the poison in this. And he had climbed up. So we will eat this sweet rice and we will die. So they called him. Come down. So he came down. And then they said, oh, you are making sweet rice. And he put poison in this. He said, no, my dear sir. I was not making sweet rice. I didn't put any poison or anything. Then he told whole story that how some people came, they had cow, they were making sweet rice, but when they heard that you all are coming, they left the sweet rice here and they ran away. Then the Kanna said, no, no, this fellow is lying. He said, no, no, you have done it. He said, no, no, I didn't do it. He said, okay, if you didn't do it, so it's sweet rice? Yes, so you eat it. Now he had taken a vow to prove his guru that he is wrong. He He said, "No, eat it." And he was not eating. Again they told him, "Eat it." Not eating. Then they slapped him. "Eat it." They're not eating. Then he said, "No, I have given a vow. I have taken a vow to not eat sweet rice. My guru told me that I'll eat sweet rice." Then they started beating him. They made him bloody everywhere, all blood coming, broke one to bone. Said, "You eat." And then finally, what can he do? What can he do? They're going to beat him, they're not going to leave him alone. So finally he ate the sweet rice. And then the thief, they left and they went. Then next day he went to Guru. Everything was tied, hand was tied like this, all face was swollen like this. So Guru asked, "What happened, my dear disciple?" He said, "My Guruji," he told whole story. So Guru said, "You should never challenge a sadhu. You should accept. You should never challenge your spiritual master and sadhu. If you challenge a spiritual master, this is what happens. This is what happens. So if we challenge our authority, if we challenge our spiritual master and Vaishnava, then the thieves are not coming from anywhere, but thieves are here." That is called M-A-Y-A. The Maya has so many agents, and Maya will make us bruised and broken hand. Krishna Bhuli says you, Bhogavancha kare, nikataste maane. Krishna Bhuli says you, anadir bahir mukh, atayeva maya tare de sansare dukh. So if we have doubt in the word of a spiritual master, or we go on hearing and do what we are doing, or trying to prove it wrong, then this will what happen. So Maya will really keep us here and make us suffer time and again. So this instruction is very, very nice in Prabhupada gives for a disciple as well as for a spiritual master. The disciple should not have this mentality that after hearing from a spiritual master, I say yes, 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 but inside I have some different feeling. And a spiritual master, when he knows that he has a different feeling, then he should work on the disciple till hitvat patam grihandakupam vanam gato yad harimasrayeta, till he is ready to surrender everything unconditionally to Krishna. I was giving lecture in Pune and one word came, Barendya. Barendya. So Viraga Goswami explained that word, Barana. Barana means accepting. Barana means accepting. Just like a girl, at the time of marriage, she accepts a boy. That is called barbaran. Accepting a boy is called barindya, baran. So when she accepts, then she gives everything. Her everything belongs to her husband. Same way, when we accept a spiritual master and we accept Krishna, then our everything is meant for a spiritual master, for serving a spiritual master. Diksha kale sishya kare atma samarpan. Everything, nothing is mine. So a spiritual master says, "Do this thing." No laziness, no lethargy. If a spiritual master said, and his representative said, "Let us go for book distribution," no lethargy. Jump on the bus, go out, distribute books. Do it. That is called barendyam, or accepting. That's the real meaning of accepting. So anyway, this purport, this two line is very, very important. Although, to summarize it is very simple. Narada Muni said that, "Look, I have answered your all the questions so far, whatever you ask, and I am sure you are Purusharsava. You know what is best for you. But I want to give something more. Atrame badato guhyam. Nisamaya sunishitam. Atrame badato guhyam. Now, something else he is going. Atra tava uddhartha kartabya nirdharaneya sunishitam madhavi nirdhartam guhyam devo gopito gopito bhi loke aprasiddha upaya badato me bachanam nisamaya phavanta. He is saying, now for your deliverance, I have tried, I have given this thing, but one more thing I want to give. Like Krishna, he spoke Arjuna Bhagavad Gita, and he said, yathachasya tathakuru. But even after saying, he said, but oh my dear Arjuna, you are very dear to me, so I am going to give you guhyatamam. I am giving topmost among most confidential thing. And that why two verses of Bhagavad Gita, Manmana Bhava Mad Bhakto and Sarvadharmana Parityajya. These two sloka Krishna spoke. The same way, in same line, Narad Muni after speaking, general, there was enough, whatever Narad Muni spoke was enough for deliverance. But he could see that King Prachin Barisat was not getting free. Then he said, again I want to, Atrame bhagato guhyam, guhyam, I mean, devo gopito bhi, even the demigod cannot understand this thing, what are you going to do? And loka aparsiddha upaya, in this material world, people do not like to hear this kind of thing. This upaya, what I am going to give you, is not the people they like here. And that, guhyam, nisamaya sunishita, kindly hear attentively, and that will certainly do good to you, since you want. Because he asked, bruhi me vipulah jnanam, ena mucchate bandhanat. Kindly give me the vipulah jnana, the cleanest knowledge, the purest knowledge. So he said, to answer, he said, nisamaya sunishitam. You know, please hear that word, what I am going to tell you. This certainly very, very most confidential, which cannot be understood by people in general or even to demigod. So that's what we will be hearing from tomorrow. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any comment, Bhaktra Prabhu? Question? So, two bosses are standing there. We need devotee to get on the bus for book distribution. Yes. Hey, Mike.
Hare Krishna. If a devotee is neither too much attached to the family nor detached also, can you make progress in Krishna consciousness or not?
Dhobi ka kutta na ghar ka na ghat ka. Jante ho, gaani? Decide what you want to do. Don't be two-minded. Na maya mile na ram, neither one you will get. Decide what you want to do. Dubidha me dono gaye, maya mile na ram. Decide what you want to do and work for that. I mean, Krishna consciousness is very practical. Krishna consciousness does not mean that you cannot remain householder or you have to... You Krishnaize everything. Prabhupada ji kaate the, chodo mat, jodo. Jodo. Make everybody Krishna conscious. Prahlad Maharaj did not want to go. He wanted to stay here. To make everybody Krishna conscious. That's our business. Charity begins at home. Start from the family member. Make them Krishna conscious. Nothing wrong in that.
Hare Krishna.
But the goal should be one, not two. The goal should be to be Krishna conscious, not Maya conscious. Any other question? Yes.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Just you presented that Arjuna, he inquired that I have so many doubts, but that doubts was clinched by Lord's mercy. Nashtam maha srumting labdva tat prasadat. Then how we can achieve that mercy and how we will realize that our doubts has already cleansed, gone away?
By developing a desire to do what my spiritual master is asking. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitite Korya Akya Arana Kariva Manyasa. If there is no other desire than following the spiritual master, then that is mercy.
But what type of qualification we should have?
We should have a qualification, and that is, how can I serve my spiritual master?
How can develop this consciousness?
By association, satsanga chanak sanga, by association, by hearing, by doing something practical, in association of devotees, chanting, dancing, by the bhakti.
Still we cannot do. We cannot develop such type of consciousness.
No, the power of holy name is there. There is nothing wrong in holy name. There may be something wrong with us. If we chant nicely, if we dance nicely, if we serve and follow our authority, sadhu, shastra and guru, then it had to happen. There is nothing wrong in the holy name. If not happening, means something wrong with us, something wrong in a performance. There is nothing wrong in Narada Muni instruction. But you are wrong because he was attached still, and Narada Muni could perceive it. Therefore he had to clean up more. And this attachment is as long as we are not hearing. If you hear Nasprayasu Badresu Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya, the Bhagavat and holy name is very powerful. It will clean. This is the duty. This is the result of chanting. Like the famous example of Panchadravina Prabhu, when he went to Vrindavan to take sannyas, and Prabhupada asked him, "So is everything all right in Bombay?" He said, "Yes, Prabhupada." Again he asked, "Is everything all right in Bombay?" "Yes, Prabhupada." Third time he asked, "Is everything all right in Bombay?" "Prabhupada, everything all right, but so many rats are there." So Prabhupada said, "This means you are not chanting your round." Panchadarvina was shocked. He said, "No, Prabhupada, everybody is chanting." He said, "Well, if everybody is chanting, then how come there are so many rats?" He couldn't understand what relationship had to chanting and rats. First point. And Prabhupada could see, he is not understanding. Then Prabhupada said, "If you all are chanting, it means there is something wrong in the holy name." "There is nothing wrong in holy name. They are wrong in our chanting." Then Prabhupada explained, "If you chant, the holy name purifies everything. Nitya Suddho. Nitya Suddho, Purna Mukto, Abhinnatma Nama Namina." If you chant the holy name cleanses everything. So if you chant the holy name, your brain, your mind will be clean. And your mind is clean, then you will not keep things dirty. And if the things are not dirty, there will be no rat. Prabhupada took a long, way to explain him. If you chant Hare Krishna, the mind will be clean. The mind is clean, where you are living, Brahmachari Ashram will not be dirty. There will be no rat, no khatmal, nothing. All these things because you are not chanting. Then we are keeping dirty everything. Cloth we are keeping dirty. We eat and things our things. These are all symptoms. The holy name will affect.
And if you chant nicely, really, it will clean. It will work. Holy name is very powerful. Anyway, what is your question? Yes. Uttar mil gaya? All right. Granthrashtriyam Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.